Organize Me Radio, episode 34, Interior Design and Organizing. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the owner of Badass Home Life in Sacramento, California. Please welcome Katrina Green.
Good morning, Naima. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I am so excited to have you on because today we are going to talk about interior design, which I haven't talked about on this show yet. So I'm excited to chat with you about it. But first, can you tell everyone how you got your start in the industry?
Sure. I actually had my first ever project way back when I was living in the Philippines. It was for an event company's warehouse. So it wasn't even a funny story that you're saying interior design. Like, that was from an interior design firm that I was working for. And then they were giving us a tour of their space. And they're like, we also need help with our warehouse. And I was just like, I jumped in. I was like, I could do that. Like, I could organize that. And that was my first gig. Like, it was me putting a system, an inventory system for their warehouse. And that was my start in the organizing industry. But it wasn't until like 2017 that I really was just like, okay, I want to make a business out of this.
So then tell me about the interior design portion of your business. How do you, I guess you use both of them, right? So how do they commingle? How do they work together?
So I would say they definitely are very related. There are certain things that I learned in design school that I still implement to this day when it comes to organizing people's homes. So for example, like in a kitchen, I noticed I have more of an eye as to like, oh, the kitchen builder didn't really give this, or this is the purpose of the kitchen builder for this particular cabinetry because of the size. And then you also look at the spatial. So one of the things that like when you do, when I do organizing is I also give them storage solutions. Mm-hmm. So that connects with like, oh, it also has to look pretty if I were to tell you that like you need a dresser. So that's where the interior design aspect comes in. I don't always give suggestions with like materials, like the ones that I would all, they could say flooring, because that's like more of the built-in stuff, or materials that need a contractor. So that's the only thing that I pretty much like take away. And then I still do accessorization after organizing.
Okay. So then can you tell us what the difference between interior design and interior decorating is? Because I feel like sometimes people tend to think they are the same, but they're different, right?
Yeah. So I guess it's the same concept of being a professional organizer and a certified professional organizer. Okay. You're just far more equipped as a certified professional organizer than, like a 1-year professional organizer. So it's the same as, or at least like in the Philippines, it started off as a branch off from architecture, and people were calling themselves interior decorator, interior designer. And up until like the 80s, they were like, hey, you're doing stuff that involves more engineering work, where we do have like some built-in construction stuff. And that's when they were like, okay, this is far more than just choosing accessories or pretty things. They made sure that like interior designers who have been doing that for a really long time are somewhat protected, that like you can't just say that you're an interior designer. So that was when they said that like you need a 4-year degree. So basically an interior designer is somebody who has a 4-year degree, took the interior design exam, and is still under the Professional Regulation Commission. And I'm all just talking about the Philippines. I'm not entirely sure how it works in the US, but that is the big significance of calling yourself an interior stylist and interior designer.
So here in the US, I think it seems like interior design is more architectural, like you said, architecture. Yeah. Flooring, space planning, and things like that. And it feels like interior decorator, although I don't really hear anyone call themselves interior decorator. I usually hear them refer to themselves as interior designer, even if they are, you know, doing stuff like, you know, kind of soft line products. So like bedding and, you know, a tablescape or, you know, drapery or something along those lines. So I think that's what it seems like is the difference. But I feel like a lot of people still kind of get confused. I'm still confused talking about this. I'm not, not entirely sure. So can you tell me about your process? How does it start when you meet with the client?
In terms of designing or organizing?
You can tell us both.
Okay. I guess again, they all go hand in hand. I started off with like asking them what their the biggest stressor that they're experiencing. And then that's the first thing that we're going to deal with. And then when it comes to the designing process, I always start off with allowing them, because like I feel like a lot of people, they get so nervous with the kind of design style or like the style that they have and not fully embrace it. So I encourage people to like start their Pinterest boards. So like just go ham, go crazy. Show me what your style is. It could be the most minimalist or it could be the most extravagant. And then from there, that's when I can really see the person's personality as to like what I can incorporate in their spaces. So that essentially is my process when it comes to organizing and designing, is really knowing first what their needs are and then building off of that.
So do you have any design rules when you're working?
Less is more. That's such a, I know it's like a very cliche way, but I truly like that for me is really important, is the less that you own, the more space, the more creative that you get when it comes to design. And a design rule I would say is I shop my clients' homes first before actually buying anything, because that's when you can really see as like, oh, you keep this, therefore it's important to you. And we can build your style off of it. So that's a rule in essence, is always shopping in my clients' houses first.
So then would you say typically when you design, it would be taking something that you see in their home that they're going to keep and just building off of that, and that's your inspiration?
Yes. And the mix of the Pinterest board that they, because sometimes like you all like, sometimes the clients don't have necessarily, like they don't necessarily have something that they can build off on, but I would like to incorporate their memorabilia as well in the design process. So let's say if I were to build a gallery wall and they have children, and most of the time they have like art pieces from their kids, like you would give them at least like maybe 2 to 3 frames that they can use that they can keep on using. That way, like it still looks very good in placement, but it has like that heart, you know, heartwarming, like, oh, the kids like actually put stuff in part of the gallery wall. So kind of something like that. Like I like incorporating like how people's lives really are versus just styling their spaces.
Now, have you ever come across any challenges while you are doing interior design?
I would say the most challenging type of client will be somebody who tells me like, just go for it. Like do whatever. Yeah. Like just do whatever you think is best. And because for me, I have my own style and I incorporate that in my own home. But to build off of nothing, absolutely nothing, that like I don't really accept clients like that. Not because I don't like them or anything. It's just more of like, I do really like having clients who know what they kind of want, but don't necessarily know for sure how to convey it. So the type of client that they could say that I want a modernist, or they're going more for like the what's in trend, what's on trend right now. That for me is difficult for me to do, because like I don't subscribe to that, if that makes sense. Like
yeah. And I think it's important that you say that, because even like with me with closet design, you get clients ever so often who are like, oh, I don't know what I want, just do it for me. And it's like, Listen, I have my style. If this is me, I'm gonna just go, you know, simple, clean, contemporary, but you might like a traditional look, you know? Right. You might like a shaker door front versus just a regular slab with a sleek handle. You know, we have different aesthetics. And I think it's important, you know, even though we are the professionals, but it's still important for clients to know that, you know, this is for you. This is not for me. I can design for myself all day, but we're designing for you. So I love that you brought that up.
Yeah, it is, because it is difficult, right? Like it, because you're right. Like I could give you what I think is great, but that could also translate to like, that is not great for you. So at least giving me like a couple details as to what you think looks good, then I can definitely build off of that versus zero, like just go for it.
And it's crazy that that happens too. But you know, I assume some people are so overwhelmed. They just like, oh, do it for me. But then after you do it for them, they're like, oh, I don't like it. And then you're like, I told you, you know, I told you to tell me what your style is. So, So what advice would you give to your clients? I know what we were just talking about, that's some great advice. But what other advice might you give a client?
That whether it's an organizing or a designing process, that it is really important to take inventory of the stuff that you have, because within that process, you'll start knowing what we could incorporate, what is useful. And then you also get that sense of relief that you know what stuff you have in your home. You know, it's that part where, I don't know, I feel like people get so discouraged when I say that, like, you gotta declutter first, no matter what happens, decluttering is the first step. But I really am very passionate about, no, that, and I think that's also why, like, I don't do the luxury organizing. It's because my brain also gets overwhelmed with the amount of stuff, you know?
Okay, so what is your favorite space to design?
I like small spaces in general. So I like when you really got to get creative with the storage solutions and the kind of pieces of furniture that you get. So if you give me a 750 square foot apartment, I would be like, yes, like I want to go do that. Because I think that's also where I started loving organizing, is being very creative with how you use your vertical space, your floor space, like trying not to do as much as possible things that touch the floor, because that creates more of like a sense of like, oh, it feels a little bit freer when there's not a lot of things on the floor. So that kind of spaces. In terms of organizing, I would say kitchens would be, I enjoy those, only because from experience, I feel that it has less attachment for people, where like as an organizer, like there's not a lot of the decluttering process is very based on logic, not so much on the emotion. Like you're keeping, like we're definitely getting rid of the expired stuff. If it has rust, we should probably get rid of it. So it's more of that. Like it's a lot easier to do a kitchen and pantry organization. And you could also just get really creative with it. So that's my favorite one.
Okay, so I want to ask you this question because you always have fun hair colors. So, and I'm looking at like the wall back there. I see like a navy wall and a gold chair, and I think it's so beautiful. Do you have colors that you tend to work with, or do you have just favorite colors to use?
This pretty much what you're seeing right now. Teal, like if you ask my husband, like, what's your favorite color? Like, he knows it's teal. Anything that is on the blue or the green hues. I think it's just because it's like very soothing and very cooling. I don't really gear towards red. I think it's also psychologically, like I learned that that's more of like, when you see fast food restaurants, it's because they want you out there. Like red is like quick. Like that's what it evokes in you. So like, I don't really do that. So with blue, it's more of like the zen. So Yeah, to answer your question, like it's more of the blues, the violets, the greens that I adhere to, that I at least enjoy using.
So then do you ever, so if you had a client that wanted a red couch, a big red couch, would you kind of steer them in a different direction or would you be okay with just designing around the red couch?
Yeah, no, it's funny that you say that. I actually have a client where I'm installing a red couch for them. So it is like, and their house is more, they have a lot of red and a lot of green. Because I think the guy is from Ghana. So I think there's a lot of like that African culture connection. Mm-hmm. So I don't, when I say that, like these are my preferred colors, I use it in my personal, as a personal choice. But like when it comes to like clients, I never like tell them like, no, you should probably not do that. Mm-hmm. Unless of course, now I guess like, let me retract back. Unless of course, like a client wants a hot pink room, mm-hmm. where I like, no, you probably regret that. Mm-hmm. Let's get you to a more subdued looking and then build off of the accessorization with a hot pink. Mm-hmm. So it's really more about that knowing that if I were to ask a kid like what color of your room do you want, and then they say they want pink, then in my professional vision it's a lot better to go with more of a neutral pink and then accessorize with like a hotter pink. Mm-hmm. That's more of where the color theory comes in.
I love that. It sounds fun and it sounds like you're not, you know, steering them in the wrong direction. Cause I'm sure if, you know, people are doing it themselves and they don't have that designer's eye, because I definitely think it really does take an eye to know like what looks good together and what will go and what will work. Plus the experience that you have working with people who, you know, designing their spaces and seeing, you know, what they've used and things like that. So I love it. Okay. So one of my favorite things to ask everyone, and this one is back to organizing. What are some of your favorite organizing products?
Not a particular, I guess like there is a particular brand, like the Kopko Lazy Susans, that is my go-to. Like it's almost always that I have a Lazy Susan whether it's a bathroom or a pantry or a kitchen. I think it's just so versatile. Like it takes up not a lot of space. It gives the when it's circular and it's not as structured, it feels a little bit like smoother. I don't know, maybe I'm just like again, like it's more of like the aesthetics for me. Or just Lazy Susans that are also just very pretty with a border. I like those. You can never go wrong with the Hyacinth box bins from the Container Store. I think those are always so pretty. And labels, I do my own hand lettered labels. So that for me, like I like being able to provide that, and also appreciating other people's, you know, handwritten labels is something that I also like.
I love that you handwrite your labels, because my handwriting is terrible. So I'm always printing, I'll get the nice little label and then I'll print it out with my label maker and just stick it on there. I wish. So that is a great skill to have, especially in this industry. Katrina, can you tell me, what is your greatest achievement as a professional organizer or designer?
So I thought about it, and it's very recent. And this is like the highlight completely. Like, I feel like this is a good one. I did a talk for the Philippine Institute of Interior Designers back in, I think, the beginning of November. And I was able to talk about my passion about professional organizing to 500 plus professionals in the design industry. And that was one, the biggest I've ever had in like even if it's like a Zoom, you know, like a Zoom conference, it mm-hmm. still was, that's 500 people looking at you at this, the whole time. And being really, having all these questions right after and everybody being intrigued as to like, how do you organize, or like how do you implement this, or like what is your advice when like when my client has this or this and that, like just to see that, like, wow, like back in the day, that was when I was dreaming of being a professional organizer. And I'm sure you know this, like just an experience that like some people don't even like up to this, they don't know what a professional organizer is.
Right.
And I've experienced starting out and explaining what I'm doing and to now being like, oh, they know what a professional organizer is and being that professional organizer in their eyes, like that to me was like one of the biggest achievements. Cause like I still get the younger interior designers like messaging me as to like, you know, do you feel it? Like them wanting to incorporate organization in their practice as interior designers. So
I love it. And I feel like it all goes hand in hand, right? The professional organizing, the interior design, you know, even real estate, like we all kind of, you know, closet design, it all flows together and we all need each other, you know? So I definitely think it's great that you had the opportunity to do that. And that's exciting. 500 people. Wow.
I was nervous, but it was really good because like I also saw familiar faces that I haven't seen in 10 years. Again, it's just Zoom, but like, oh my gosh, like I haven't seen you in ages. And even professors that I haven't talked to since I graduated college. So it was really cool. I'm still getting feedback. Like my professor still messages me like, oh, somebody texted me this and that. So much so there was another guy who also asked like if I was interested in starting a chapter in the Philippines, you know, like, and I thought about like ICD and how they could, it's absolutely possible. If you could do it in Japan, you could do it in the Netherlands.
Right.
Absolutely, you could do it in the Philippines. So I'm just as excited. Like I'm very, very excited for people to learn about organization and how it could really impact their lives.
Katrina, I loved our conversation and thank you so much for being on the show today. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
First off, thank you also for letting me be part of this. It was really nice talking to you as well. You can find me on badasshomelife.com, on Instagram, it's badasshomelife, on Facebook, I believe it's badasshomelife LLC. I'm definitely more active on Instagram. And if you want to email me just to have a conversation or to do a consultation, it is at katrina@badasshomelife.com.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us and be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode.